The time of darkness is descending, an age when the dark shall eclipse light, so that men will perhaps call it the age of darkness.
Darkness, everybody, dark, everyone, darkness is spreading. Darkness, everybody, dark, everyone.
Hey, everybody. We here during the darkness.
Uh-oh. It's Tuesday night, CJ. It's that time again.
It is that time. It's that time for you to inform me, inform the audience, and we can inform the people of what's going on in this dark universe of ours.
Yes, it is a very dark universe, CJ. We've had a lot of weeks in concession with some bullshit news, man. So we'll see if that trend continues.
we'll
see if that trend continues, my friend.
Well, great. Great, man.
The hell are you snacking on?
I had a snack on a burrito real quick.
Man, you greedy son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Man, we ain't gonna eat during the podcast, man. I gotta say, drinking.
I know.
But eating, man.
I know, right?
Really?
Hold on, let me make it sound like a drink is out.
Yeah, too little too late now, CJ. God damn it, unprofessional bastard, man. No manners. None.
Yes, people. So, Cody.
What's up, man? What's going on?
Well, you know what? This past week,
mm-hmm.
Valentine's Day coming up.
Yes, it is.
And I think P1 or Wayne or somebody, I don't know, we were drunk last night. We were kind of talking about having a jungle love come back for Valentine's
jungle
Day.
Jungle love, okay.
And you know, this week, a lot of cougars are going to be on the prowl this weekend.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
I can't wait to put you outside, put a sign on you, have you stand outside the theater, man.
I am not going to be mauled this weekend, man. I got too much work to do. Got more work to focus on.
Yeah, laying it down on these Coopers coming up.
No, that is not me.
I have my plan for Valentine's Day this weekend.
Yeah, well, I ain't involved in those plays. I'll tell you that right now.
Yes, you are. We're going to be standing right outside of that theater, that Cineplex.
I am keeping my ass at home on my computer.
You thought Miss Chaos made that theater steamy watching the Hemsworth boy. But now we're going to have groups and groups of cougars watching that 50 Shades of Grey. Panty.
Oh, man.
Getting all nice and steamy.
Oh, my God, dude. Those theaters, man. It's going to be just a huge...
puddle stains everywhere.
This is going to be one big sauna, basically.
One big pussy sauna.
Damn, man. I didn't go... What's going there?
Going sploosh.
Jesus.
Sploosh. Oh, Lord. Yeah, this 50 Shades of Grey, man. It's coming out and there's going to be a lot of single women there. There's women going there in droves.
It's not even just single women. It's just neglected women, really.
Neglected women? Women who ain't going to please that
woman. Right. So Gloria's mom should probably be there.
Probably. I wouldn't blame her.
Yeah, well, I know.
She probably missed that pipe.
Oh, she's going to get more than the pipe in that movie.
Hey, but my pipe did not burst, okay? So, there you go.
No, it didn't burst. It just sprung a leak.
Allegedly leaks. Allegedly. Yeah, so what about your mama? Your mama one of those 50 Shades of Grey people?
Oh, no. She ain't in all that shit, man. She's happily married. She's not neglected. So she's good. She's good.
All right, because a lot of women at my job, you know, my job, I bring up 50 Shades of Grey when I'm working. You know, I have that person on where I can just ask a woman blatantly, hey, you seen that 50 Shades of Grey movie? And they would just go ahead and just tell me about it, tell me how they got to go. Like a lot of ladies said, they're going with their group of friends, they all having like a wine party when they're going out to see it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so there's going to be a lot of starving cats.
Oh my God, dude. I am keeping my ass indoors the entire weekend. I am going nowhere.
I want to go there and just see like some lady just sneaking in like three cats at a time. All these crazy cat ladies. They're like, come on, Mittens. Let's watch this Cinema Masterpiece together.
Oh, Jesus.
I just want a theater just full of cats. Just like, I don't even like cats, but I just want to see all the cats in there with these ladies. Just going ahead and just like.
Oh, man. Even the cats are going to be like, what the fuck is going on? Oh, man, dude. This is just a ridiculous phenomenon, man. I swear, dude.
I know. First Twilight, now this.
Yeah, really. And you heard they announced, actually, there's going to be two sequels to this.
You don't say.
Two sequels.
It'll be a three-parter?
Yeah, a three-parter.
Of a poorly made one, you know, a poorly made book.
Yes.
That was a fan fiction.
Oh, man, dude. So for the next two Valentine's Days, I get, well, exclude this one coming up. Just stay away from theaters, people. Stay away.
Yeah, or for all you lonely guys out there who need a mother figure in your life that you can actually have sex with, here you go.
Hey, if that's your thing, go for it.
I'm just saying, I always wanted to start a business where you get these cougars going out with these nerdy guys that go to comic conventions and GameStops and stuff. So, you set it up. You kind of like Uber. You have a van, go and pick them up. The woman can drive the van. He off the Comic-Con. He come back in a sexy Wolverine lingerie.
Oh, my God.
Kind of like, hey, bub, what is this, a bad cosplay?
Oh, my God.
Did she get the chains and the whips and stuff like that? So you combine the best of both worlds.
There you go. Yeah,
so
you
think about it.
You're both role playing. You're both wearing costumes. So
I mean, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. It works.
one's a gimp suit, yeah. and one is Wolverine's.
Yeah.
You can probably be Spider-Man now. Just get a little whip, get a white web whip, just start spanking.
There you go.
You know, think about it, guys. You go out there, you got this nice, mature woman. You know, she probably even know about the stuff that you into because she have kids your own age.
Mm-hmm.
She already knows about the Minecrafts and the Marvel movies and everything, so she can relate to you.
Yeah.
She can probably even make you a nice dinner, put you in the bed, tuck you in, read your bedtime story, give you a little hand job, or something of that nature.
Wow, man. This 50 Shades of Grey movie really opened so many opportunities for a business, man.
It does.
That's amazing. I didn't even realize, but you just brought me to the light, CJ.
How many virgins out there at these conventions? Or how many guys out there that haven't had it in a long time?
I'm pretty sure there's plenty.
Plenty. Plenty. And you know what? They're not going to get it for a long time.
Yeah, well, it's just straight desperation for it.
Well, the thing is, what is more sexually active than a teenage boy or a 20-year-old boy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A nice, yeah, milk.
Yeah, wow, well, damn.
Yeah.
Man, you're just dropping knowledge, CJ.
I'm telling you, at that age, they've been through, that's when the woman's cycle just becomes a little more heightened, mm-hmm. more sexual heightened. You know, that's why you have these boy next door movies and stuff. That stuff happens. You got these teachers screwing the students out there. You know, they have the same sexual peak.
Yeah, that's every week. So we've seen that.
Yeah. So we need to provide a service for these people so they don't have to be doing it in the closet or feel shame.
Yeah. I agree with you, man. This is a great money-making scheme right here.
I'm going to, if I come to Comic-Con, I'm just going to grab some milfs, take them down there.
Hey, this is the time, man. You see you coming down in July, so.
Bada bing, bada boom. Just do that.
San Diego, watch out.
San Diego. All we got to do is go to a Borders or something like that. These ladies like to read. They like to read fantasy. You like to read fantasy. Why not, guys? Why not?
See, man, it works. So all you lost souls out there, we're into this shit.
And for you ladies saying, like, hey, what about us younger girls? Oh, well, fuck y'all. If you can't fucking do it right now, then that's your fault.
She ain't going to treat me well or read me stories at night. Fuck her.
Yeah, you got to get this. When you want a woman That they always say you want to marry a woman or be with a woman that reminds you of your mother. You know,
yeah,
do that. Just go all the way through.
Yeah,
get a woman that reminds you of your mother.
I never got that notion, man.
You never heard that?
No, I've heard that. I just don't get it.
I don't get it either. I don't know. I don't know, like, I guess she can make spaghetti Thursday or something. I don't know. She can put up with my shit when I'm buying Yu-Gi-Oh cards. I guess, I don't know. Yeah, maybe definitely me.
I guess.
So.
Oh, man.
But, yeah, so I don't know. I think we should definitely get on to that. Get on to that MILF, let the MILF get dropped off. Oh, and the MILF can pick up the guys because, you know, these women nowadays, they want to be empowered. You know, they are strong, independent women. They don't need any men.
Mm-hmm.
So what's even stronger about going in your car, get a minivan, and picking up these guys at your nearest GameStop or anime convention or Comic-Cons? There you go.
Yeah, then they know they can do it, too. They have the power.
Right.
Because these dudes are just foaming at the mouth and salivating, like, just wait for the opportunity.
And you can help teach these, and if you're that MILF out there listening, you can teach these young men to go ahead and please the next woman. So when you pass away, they have all the skills in the world to take care and handle somebody younger.
There you go. Right there. Settled.
There you go.
Yes. Yeah, we got to put this shit in motion, man.
Yes, we will. We will put this in motion. We will call it MILF on the Wheels. It'd be like a bang bustler from MILF.
Oh, Jesus Christ. MILF Hound.
MILF Hound. Yeah. Oh, it's going to be a greyhound, all right. There's going to be a whole bunch of greys in there.
Oh, man.
But you know what we woke up to this morning? I'm pretty sure everybody in their mama has a microphone, who has a stupid website that can listen to a podcast. You know what they talk.
Yeah, you know we had to talk about it, man. You know.
Yeah, so we got to get this out the way.
Man, it is a glorious day, CJ.
Yes. What happened?
Kanye. Kanye, man. God damn, he's mouthing off again. That son of a bitch.
What did he do? Because I did not, you know me, I'm not watching.
I mean, anymore. Honestly, I don't know. I didn't even, like, follow up on that or touch on that. I just heard he talks shit about somebody.
Yeah, I just heard, say, like, a lot of crazy white friends of mine, like, angry, saying, fuck Kanye.
Right, yeah, that's like half my Facebook feed was like, but fuck Kanye, man. He said some shit about some artist named Beck. I have no idea who that is.
Don't know.
Yeah, because I don't give a fuck about the Grammys. So, yeah.
Like what are these? Oh, so he said something about somebody named Beck.
Yeah, that I think it was Beyonce again deserves an award over him or something like that. I don't know.
Who is Beck?
I don't know.
Is that the guy who made the song Chandelier? Like, Chandelier?
I don't even know what the fuck that is.
It's a song called Chandelier, man. I just heard it.
Chandelier, okay.
And it's like, it sounds weird. And then all of a sudden they just get to this like, yeah, da da da, chandelier, chandelier.
Okay.
You ever heard that song?
No.
I wish I had my phone with me.
Oh, it's by Sia. Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the artist named Sia. I've heard some of her other songs. I've heard that one.
Is that the one with that creepy little 8-year-old boy dancing?
I don't know, but she has the one song where has Shia LaBeouf in the video.
Oh,
being kind of a creep with a little 12-year-old girl, which I guess you approve of. So,
that's a Z movie in the making.
No, but no, I haven't heard Chandelier yet. But yeah, this Beck dude, man, I never heard of him. So,
and what kind of song? Like, have you heard this? So you haven't even heard the song?
No, I have no idea.
Okay,
I have no knowledge.
Alright, well, there you go, Beck. Yeah, and there you go, people who hate Kanye.
Yeah, you know me, man. If he's not wearing like a Batman costume and shit, I just don't pay attention.
Hell, he's not like your hero, Jaden.
Oh, shut your fucking mouth. Shut the fuck up right now.
You know, Jaden, your best friend.
Oh, God.
He's waiting to snipe me so he can become your co-host.
And work with God, you. I am not working with that guy. Fuck off with
that. If I'm here, how can I be there as well? I want to be there and hear it together.
Yeah, he will be using all that bullshit philosophy, too.
You get on me about my bullshit.
I know. You got nothing on Jaden. I'll give you that.
I got nothing on Jaden.
That much I will give you.
Jaden is he's something all right. God damn it. Fucking Jaden.
God damn.
But speaking of, you know, that's not even a good segue. Spider-Man.
Jaden Smith. Spider-Man.
Spider-Man. Black people in costumes. His mom is in Gotham, which is doing terrible. And that's still on the television, which it's in a bootleg version of New York, which Spider-Man is there. There you go.
There you go. Boom. Right there. Segue.
Yeah, so I woke up this morning. I'm pretty sure you woke up this morning, too.
This news actually came out last night.
Oh, last night? Yeah. What time last night?
It was pretty late. It was like around 8 my time.
So, okay. So, I don't know. I guess that was midnight around my time. Mm-hmm. Then, so, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, everybody was... I woke up this morning, I see nothing but like, I see Spider-Man all over my screen, Spider-Man on my Facebook feed,
yep.
Spider-Man on my YouTube. Spider-Man was everywhere.
Yeah, Spider-Man's on my fucking window. Like, oh, hey, what's up, Spidey?
No, I think that was just Andrew Garfield trying to get his job. Cleaning your windows.
Or David Fincher. Need my social network sequel, goddamn it.
He got Mark Webb out there, too. They're like, come on.
Yeah, Mark Webb, he's going through his real 500 days of summers right now.
Spider-Man breaks up with you like, I need to break up with you.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but you got the story on this, man.
Yeah, dude. Man, like I said, man, it is a monumental day for comic fans, movie fans in general, man. There's been talk all through these past months about Sony potentially striking a deal with Marvel. Ever since back in the, remember Marvel had that big event in LA where they announced like Black Panther and all the future films like Avengers, Infinity War, and whatnot. And people kept expecting them to announce a Spider-Man deal. People kept just waiting for it. It didn't happen. And Kevin Feige was like, we don't have anything to talk about right now, but when we do, we'll talk about it. And so people kind of calmed down on it a bit and just let things simmer down. But I think in the back of their minds, I think people knew that, yes, I think now is the time. I think now is finally the time for Spider-Man to come home. But even then, I was expecting it in a way, but this news is still very much a shock to me.
Right, and it was funny how now when the Sony hacks happened back in December, mm-hmm. did any of this leak, any emails leaked, or were there just rumors?
No, they had emails leaked that pertaining to a deal trying to be struck, and I don't know if the deals didn't go through at the time, but I don't know if those leaks actually led to this deal actually going through. So I'm pretty sure it played a major part in that.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Yeah, because, the head exec at Sony, Amy Pascal, because she's not even there anymore. She stepped down. And she was a major
part. Did her new picks get online?
Yeah, she was part of what was that shit called? The Fappening back in the
August. The Fappening, yeah.
Yeah, she was there. But no, yeah, she was a big player in this, and she stepped down. So I wonder if her stepping down has something to do with them finally making up their minds and actually turn over the rights. Well, not turning over the rights, but striking a deal with Marvel to finally make this shit happen.
I hope that she wasn't in the way of this, of Spider-Man.
I think she was a major part.
What? That bitch need to go down.
She was a major part. Not only that, and of course, you know, that fucking asshole, Avi Arad. That dude, that's the motherfucker that has been the source of all this, these trials and tribulations throughout the Spider-Man franchise these past few years. He is the major source of all this shit, man. Like, and finally, my biggest triumph in this whole story is that he is not a big part in it anymore. He's only an executive producer, which means he doesn't have shit to do with this, basically. He has, like, no say.
You know how Disney is. They will keep these people out. You see what they did to George Lucas? They put them in the corner.
Yeah. See, but here's the thing about the deal. Sony, they retain complete creative control, distribution rights, and I don't even know if Marvel actually makes money off of this. But
they don't need to.
At the same token, of course, Marvel can use Spider-Man in their movies. Right. And there's a solo Spider-Man film come out in 2017, and And nobody from the previous Spider-Man movies have anything to do with that, as far as production-wise go. They have Kevin Feige now producing this movie. And so, you know, he is... And here's the thing about that. I know Marvel would not take this deal if it would potentially ruin their brand. I know people keep bringing that point about, oh, still Sony has a credit control over whatnot. Oh, this is bad news potentially still. Yeah, it's possible still. Yeah, I get that, but... I just don't see Marvel playing into this if they don't have like a major say in this, and they don't know like potentially that this could be huge, and not just financially but also critically. So, man, I'm ecstatic. I'm ecstatic.
I'm excited too. You know, I want to see what would happen. I want to see will Marvel be able to take Spider-Man and make this the best Spider-Man experience ever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and granted, I'm still hearing that they're still working on the Sinister Six movie, even though...
Yeah, see, that shit, Disney, apparently still working on Sinister Six and Venom.
Like, what is up?
I don't know what's up with that. I don't really... See, the thing is, if they do go through with those, Kevin Feige and Marvel, they will have nothing to do with that. So I'm wondering if those are still even going to happen, actually. Because at this point, I mean, Sinister Six already got pushed back, because... Spider-Man's come out 2017. Sinister Six was supposed to come out next year, 2016, and obviously they're not gonna get that on a fast track at this point. So,
right.
Yeah, I mean, I think at the end of the day, what the fuck is going on? What is going on?
No, I'm fine. Sorry. Yes, it's Sinister Six.
Yeah, Sinister Six. I don't think it's gonna actually even happen. So, and or this
great
Venom movie. I mean, very well might, but I don't think that's the case. So, I mean, we'll see what happens, man. But I'm just happy we finally got Spider-Man home, dude, and we can finally get to see him with Marvel's touch and see him interact with all the other Marvel superheroes, man. It's fucking awesome, dude.
Now, the thing is, I don't know if you've seen... Now, it's probably people getting crazy or people, you know, trying to make funny posts, but... You see people saying, hey, why don't we make Donald Glover the next Spider-Man?
You're right.
You know, and I'm thinking people may be saying it just because of the whole Fantastic Four, you know, making Johnny Storm, making him black.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe, hey, let's make Spider-Man black. What do you think? I don't really see Marvel going ahead and making a black Spider-Man.
If they were going to make Spider-Man black, don't make Peter Parker black. Just go with Miles Morales. At that same token, I don't want to fucking see Miles Morales. I don't give a fuck about him. I want my Peter Parker, goddammit. I want him done right, finally, because both those movies, they got certain elements of Peter Parker correct, in my opinion, but they haven't really had the whole aura of Peter Parker just yet. I want that full-fledged comic book Peter Parker on the screen. I haven't gotten that just yet. That's what I want, goddammit. Until they get that right, then you can fuck around with Miles Morales and all that good stuff, whatever. But just give my Peter Parker, and I'll be good to go.
All right, so you wouldn't care. So you would not want to see, what's his name?
Donald Glover.
Don.
What was that? All right, CJ, I'm if you muted the goddamn... you still there?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was saying, like, yeah, Miles Morales was there, and I don't care to see some Miles Morales. I read the Miles Morales book.
Yeah, like I said, diversity is great and all that. Black superheroes, like he's actually mixed. He's half Mexican, half black. But yeah, that's cool and all, man. But he's not a very interesting character, so I don't give a fuck about him. So you can keep that shit. I don't want it.
What about? Do you want Childish Gambino?
No. I'm sure he'll make a good Peter Parker, but I don't need that whole race bending shit with Peter Parker. I'm good, man. Like I said, I haven't gotten him right just yet completely, so just give me that Peter Parker from the comics. Give me that. That's
right.
What I want, goddammit.
That's all
yeah,
we want.
Yeah, Donald Glover, you can stay with that community, and Child's Gate being a bullshit, I don't care. You're great in that. Keep with that. That's fine.
And other black people need too. I heard Black Panther got pushed back as well.
Yes, it did. It's come out July now, which I think is actually a better date for it.
All right.
So that's pretty cool.
July 2017?
July 2018. actually.
Oh, 20, what?
Yeah, it was
Spider-Man going to come out before Black Panther?
Yeah, because Black Panther was originally supposed to come out in November 2017. Then this whole Spider-Man thing dropped, and now Spidey's come out July 2017, and Black Panther got pushed to July of the year after that, 2018.
Well, so. Get your black butt back.
Hey, he's cool, man. He has a prime date. That's a big summer date. Right after Independence Day, so I mean that's Marvel is putting a lot on that, man.
Yeah,
a lot on that. So they have faith in it.
Oh my goodness! Well, people have been really excited this pet on the Facebooks, on the interwebs.
Of course, man. Of course.
You know, I'm excited too. Especially since Spider-Man is done. I hated that movie.
Oh, my God, dude. Man, that franchise fell flat on its fucking face. Flat on its
especially
fucking
number
face.
Two.
Yes.
I mean, the only person they should keep is, what's her name? Gwyneth Stacy?
Yeah, she's dead.
Yeah, I know. But they should get that actress. What's her name? Well, I'm blaming
Emma Stone.
Hey, Emma Stone. They should keep her. I love that woman.
Yeah, let's not go down to Gwen Stacy right again.
No, let's not. Yeah, let's just have her background. Let's just have her just in the background.
Yeah, I don't want to go down that road again with the Spidey films, man. Just go for it.
Oh, you don't want to see anything that reminds
you of that? No, nothing. Hell, I'm even skeptical. You don't even need Mary Jane in there at this point. I didn't want to see her. Like, fuck it. Just put Lizzie Allen in there. Let's do that.
Yeah, I really don't want to see Mary Jane because either they're going to be together or they're not. I don't want to see any BS
about
it.
Yeah, it's going to be that whole on again and off again shit. I'm like, oh, okay. I don't want to see that because, you know, me and these romance in these movies nowadays, I'm like, oh, I don't give a fuck. It's never well written. Well, it rarely is. Rarely, but I don't want to see that. I just want to see Spidey doing some cool shit, man. Just give me that. That's what I want.
All right, well, here's to you, Spider-Man. Hopefully you make everything. You get everything that you need, and you look pretty cool in these next movies.
Yeah. I hope so. Man. I just hope. I'm wondering who they're going to cast as Spider-Man. Because I have no idea, man, who I would want at this point. No idea.
Disney's just going to create somebody in the lab.
Hey, that's fine with me. As long as they get the job done. Fine with me.
Well. All right. Time for the break.
Alrighty.
It looks like we're back, people.
Yes, we are.
With that, we're going to check our audio to make sure everything's going. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So. Yeah, this year.
Yes.
This year, I talked about we're going to start talking about new topics and new events. You know, I ran out of list last week. Furries and all that kind of
stuff. That's right. CJ rebooted. Forgot about that.
CJ rebooted, mm-hmm. Yes. And, it's a lot of subcultures out there, you know. I mean, did we even talk about Gamergate last year?
Briefly.
Briefly. We just kind of say, like, everybody's stupid.
Yeah, pretty much.
Right. So all you neckbeards out there and you girl gamers, y'all both suck it.
Jeez. I can just generalize all the neckbeards and girl gamers, man.
Those neckbeards, man, that gotta go. That's a subculture in itself. God damn.
That is a subculture I would never be a part of, man. I can't.
No, I will not.
I can't grow a full beard, so there you go.
I can't, right. And I see the neckbeard, I'm like, no, stop. You're not a dwarf from Lord of the Rings.
You're not Gimli.
Yeah, you're not none of that. Everybody's trying to look like a fucking dwarf or a hobbit or whatnot with his beards. You're like Gandalf the Great.
Yeah, man. People love that facial hair, man. I just can't do it, man. Gotta keep my baby face.
Yeah. Now, granted, me, I want to live to be like 90 to 100. Oh. And I want to.
Ah, the fuck you are.
I'll live you, Cody. Mouth my words.
Oh, okay, CJ.
I'm going to listen to this on your deathbed.
All right. I want somebody to isolate that little sip right there and play that at CJ's funeral. While I'm there, laugh at his ass.
I hope they killed you because you're laughing too hard. Yeah, you know, because standing right over your grave. Mm-hmm. Where are you now, Cody? Where are you now? No, but like I wanna live to that age, man, and grow white hair and look like Booker T. Washington.
All right, that's your lifelong dream, CJ.
Hell yeah! And then I'm gonna start preaching to the kids about Dr. Martin Luther King and Malcolm X. Boy. And you know where I'm already going with that.
Oh boy, I gotta pop out those old ass X-Men comics too. Be like,
I'm gonna pop out the X-Men comics. I'm gonna walk around and I'm gonna say that I walked with Dr. King and Malcolm X.
Oh Jesus,
they were mutants.
Oh God,
when black people had superpowers. And show them all the great athletes of the night.
What the fuck are you gonna do to those little children, man? You're gonna fuck their minds up.
There's only going to be one kid going to be smart enough to call me on my bullshit.
Exactly.
And the other one, they're going to be like, they'll be too stupid to know anything.
Hey, they're going to go back home and ask their mother and their father, like, Daddy, what does Magneto have to do with Martin Luther King? Like, what the fuck you just say?
And they will hear this podcast going to go down to infamy. And then they're going to know the truth. Mm-hmm. The truth that we try to uncover, Cody.
What do you mean we? The fuck do you mean we?
Speaking of uncovering truths and we, you know Better Call Saul came back on.
Better Call Saul.
Yeah, Wayne and I just got finished recording Better Call Saul before, you know, we recorded this Darkness episode.
Oh, okay. Another recap. Nice.
Yeah, it's 20 minutes long, so people can give it a listen. Yeah. We are recorded the two. Have you seen the episode of it?
I've seen the first one. I haven't seen the second one yet.
Oh, you have not?
No.
Okay. What do you think so far?
I actually like it. Yeah. I didn't think the episode was firing all the way at first. I thought it was a little bit slow. But it definitely picked up in the second half.
Mm-hmm.
So I ended up enjoying the hell out of it. So it's very much it feels very much like a Vince Gilligan production. You can tell.
Well, he definitely directed this episode, mm-hmm. the first episode. So the second one, not so much.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Pretty sure he was drinking coffee on set or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I really enjoyed the Better Call Saul. Man, this is my show that I love watching shows like this. At least. Like Breaking Bad, this great dialogue and cinematography, and it's dark. It's just funny and it's dark at the same time. Like dark comedies are just amazing.
Yeah, man, it seems to strike that whole. It's not really. It's kind of confusing. It's kind of hard to say, put into words, man. It's kind of like it is like Breaking Bad without actually being Breaking Bad. If that makes sense,
right? Yeah. Now the thing is, I actually I watched both episodes. I actually enjoy the Breaking Bad / Better Call Saul, you know, a lot more than I would do something like Walking Dead.
Breaking Bad, yeah, come on. Nothing touches Breaking Bad, let's be real. Well, maybe right. Detectives. That's probably the only thing that comes close. I'm probably only actually surpasses it, well, their first season at least. So, that's just my opinion, but.
Okay. Yeah, because, you know, The Walking Dead came back on. And, you know, we all did a recap for that too, people. So you know,
get Walking Dead, yeah.
I just find myself just watching it. You know, I am not engaged in The Walking Dead. I don't care.
I like The Walking Dead most of the time, but it is still I still get flabbergasted at the fact that it is still one of the most inconsistent shows on the planet.
Yeah. Yeah, my good friend Adam, who does yourmoviesuck.com, mm-hmm. I actually got a chat with him a few times. So, name drop, what? You know, he actually did a few season breakdown of The Walking Dead, you know, kind of pointing out, like, just blaring problems with the show. And it baffled me why people love the show so much. Like, I listen to Wayne and I listen to Samantha go on, you know, and even mm-hmm. P1s, I listen to them go on about. They love the show and they like the characters and the direction and stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't feel anything.
Yeah, because even that last episode, man, I'm like, I thought it was good, I guess. But even again, that's another show. I was like, it didn't get good till the second half of the episode. First episode, like, when like Noah came across into that city and he started crying. She was, oh, apparently it was there. Like, I didn't give a fuck, dude. Yeah, I didn't give a fuck. Then when Tyrese got bit by that damn zombie because he looked at that picture, I was like, okay, all right, really.
Yeah. See, I'm more looking at the plot holes of it. I'm like, you know that you are in a world where zombies are, and I know you're running after the kid looking for him. Why are you going to stop to look at the pits of the kids without examining the room, examining where you are? Close the fucking door.
Yeah, man.
At least.
I'm kind of mad, dude, that Tyrese, he was completely wasted on this show.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. You. Like, that is not the Tyrese I know from the comic books.
I'm not going to say anymore. Y'all can go ahead and have a listen to that episode. Cause they were all getting on me. They were like, well, I don't know why you're not going to be the Tyrese of the comic book.
But they should have passed. Like all these other movies. Only the comic book. We get that a pass. What?
And I don't want it to be a comic book, but I felt like Tyrese should have had a presence. He did not have a presence. He was just a black babysitter.
That's all he was. Mammy. He was so much more in that comic book, man. He had so much more dimension.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then it completely failed on his relationship with Rick, which was like the best part about him.
Exactly.
And we got none of that.
Right. You know, he just became a babysitter. After Rick beat that ass, then he's like, yes, sir, boss. I'll watch your baby.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll watch your white baby.
I'm like, okay, wow, this is what you do. Like, even his death in here, I'm like, yeah, it was all right, I guess. But
right.
Compared to the comic book, man, I'm like, oh, that shit, that was, you felt that. That was fucked up.
Right.
Here, I'm like,
you know, I didn't, yeah, you don't really feel like he, you know, in the comic book, you felt like when he died, Rick lost the buddy.
Yeah.
You know, he lost a friend he couldn't get
back. Right.
This time, I'm like, well, who going to watch the baby now? Just
another man down, I guess. Okay.
Too many Negroes. It takes a lot to kill a Negro.
Yeah, they took out two within, like, a span of, what, three episodes?
Right.
Watch out, Michonne.
Yeah. She's like, I'm the most popular bitch.
I got a sword. Ain't getting rid of my ass yet.
Yeah, so I'm glad everybody enjoying these. Mm-hmm. You know, enjoying their shows coming back. Right now, we're in a season of lull. I don't know if there's anything else coming out.
No, like nothing. Well, this is in Game of Thrones comes back next month, doesn't it?
Oh, my God, yeah. Hey. Yay.
One of those. Okay. All right, CJ.
I watch it, but I'm like, okay.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I had a friend, he was talking to my coworker. He was talking to me this morning about Game of Thrones. He like, you know, don't you love how they talk about all this stuff that's going on in the world? I'm like, I don't give a fuck. You know, after a while, I just start hearing, like, words getting thrown at me. Gryffindor, and we got to go over here to the Gryffindor.
Yeah, site. You know, certain when they cut to certain characters, I kind of get what you're coming from, but I think most of the characters work. I mean, that's just me. I don't know.
I like the backstabbery of how people are.
Mm-hmm.
You know how everybody.
Oh, that's great. Backstab. Yeah, that's my favorite part actually. All that shit.
What's that? I guess it's looking like it's getting time for that question to ask.
It's happening. What the fuck are you flicking?
Unless you got anything.
What the fuck are you flicking over there, dude? You trying to light a joint or something, dude?
I'm flicking.
It's like you're flicking something. What the fuck is going on?
I didn't flick anything.
It's like something's flicking, man. I heard that.
All right.
Yeah, okay. Let's check it, CJ. Devolving in drugs now. Goddamn.
I'm sorry about that.
Uh-oh. 19-year-old CJ in effect.
That was a sound effect, people. We ain't edited that out. That
goddamn sound effect. Shut up, CJ.
It was a sound effect.
No sound effects. No, you're still a goddamn stoner. Once a stoner, always a stoner, CJ.
I never was.
I know you, CJ.
I'm not like you Californians that walk out there in the street smelling all that smog and weed and whatnot.
Smog and weed.
Running around on the beach, you know, murdering people with your measles.
The fuck?
Tell your people to get their shots, Cody.
So you think all Californians are just like a bunch of dudes with just suntans and glasses and your surfboard all day?
Yes. Y'all just rich, stupid people that got measles.
Wow, you have no idea, CJ.
Everybody got measles in California.
You don't know a fucking thing about California.
Everybody got measles. Not a
fucking thing. Anyway, on to these questions, you informed bastard. First question comes from Tom Brady. He says, motherfucker, CJ, you can't talk to me about taste after hearing you defend Sucker Punch and T.I. and Tiny Show. Not to mention saying Melissa McCarthy is funny. Your taste went into that woman the day your baby was conceived. Thank you, Cody. Lego Movie was good, but it isn't as good as everyone been claiming it to be. Also, I hate Everything Is Awesome song. How to Train Your Dragon 2 actually took on adult themes and didn't hesitate to kill off main characters.
Took on adult.
The biggest thing about the Lego Movie is that an idea as dumb as making a movie about Legos actually worked. Good point. Wow. Well, if you question CJ's loyalty to a movie, there you go.
Woo! You a dumbass shit. I can't stand you. You gotta keep on talking this shit. Go ahead. But no. I mean, yeah. You're privileged to your comments, and I still don't understand why you. I mean, okay, you just said why. You like the adult themes. The adult theme is, I mean, I guess you're thinking I should look up to it. It's about abandoning your child, living with these creatures, raising them instead of raising your own child. So sure, maybe that touched home. Maybe I didn't want to hear that message in How to Train Your Dragon 2. Isn't that what happened in that movie? The bitch, she had a chance. Do I stay with my child or do I abandon it?
Oh, you know what I'm saying?
And then I go live with the dragon.
You would do some shit like that.
I got a child right here, or I got dragons. Definitely dragons.
Let's see, responsibility or fun. Huh.
Oh yes, and then here comes Milli Vanilli.
Don't do that. Don't do that, CJ. Leave that movie alone.
He's talking about you and your Milli Vanilli. You love your Milli Vanilli, you two. Y'all can be Milli Vanilli together, screaming for dragons to never to come.
Yeah,
all right. Lego Movie had a dope theme too. It says, you know what, you can still grow up and you can still have hobbies, but you shouldn't let it consume you. You shouldn't try to throw it away. You can't make everything perfect all the time. And sometimes you do gotta let things go. And sometimes you don't have to. And you know one other thing? We all learned that
Everything is wow. Yeah. Wow. You got me singing again, God damn it. Fuck you.
Oh man, that's for you, buddy. That's damn. For you.
Well, there you go, Tom Brady. I thought Tom Brady did have a point with the whole Sucker Punch and T.I. Tiny shit, CJ. Man.
Sucker Punch is a masterpiece. Oh, I never said I enjoyed T.I.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. You gave T.I. and Tiny props. Which means you enjoy that show. I gave props to
other terrible black people.
Oh, my God. How are they any fucking different?
I'm just saying, it's just a slight better. Slight. It's like you're looking at shit.
Oh,
T.I. Tiny get that one little piece of corn in that shit.
Oh my god!
We're like, I wouldn't eat shit. You got that one piece of corn in case you were starving.
Somehow these two unintelligible motherfuckers are different from the other Red of the Ritter from these other black. Okay, CJ. All right, man. Okay.
I'm just saying.
Whatever you say, man. Okay, you think you thought Melissa McCarthy was funny? What the fuck?
When did I say
you
that?
You did say that. I forgot, man. That was a few episodes ago, but you did say that.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not going to back down. I said it. Yeah, she's funny. And then, yes. I'm saying it now. She's hilarious. Yeah. Fucking hilarious.
There you go, people. Cemented in the history of darkness. There you go.
Fat and hilarious. There you go.
There you go. Goddamn, CJ. Goddamn. Oh, that's another thing, dude. I forgot, man. I mean, you give me so much shit for my top five most anticipated list for 2015.
Okay.
and like half the movie.
I know you're about to go.
Son of a bitch. You motherfucker, dude. You're like, oh, Tomorrowland. Oh, you made it some girl in the field. Oh, who gives a fuck about that? Oh, Kingsman. Samuel Jackson looks stupid in that movie. Who wants to see that?
But that
Jupiter Ascending. Oh, that's the one right there. That's the one that's going to change the game. Motherfucker.
I did not see everything in the game.
Man, you might as well have said that shit.
I wanted to give you a prop. I don't hate the math guy like you.
What? Okay? Where did that come from?
Transgender people like you
did. When the hell did I say this, CJ?
Because you hated transgender people. And that's why you didn't want to Wachowski.
I hated transgender people. When did I say this?
You said that.
Please.
That's why you didn't want to
elaborate, CJ. Elaborate.
I've supported transgender people.
Oh, my.
I even go and see their movies. Like Cloud Atlas.
What? What the fuck does transgender people have to do with anything right now?
Transgender people does not cloud my judgment. So, yes, I saw this it was a bad film. But it wasn't because I hated transgender people like you.
What? Where are you going with this?
I'm just saying. So there you go, people.
Come, motherfucker. CJ, you have bullshit logic. Not only that, you got bullshit taste in movies and perception of movies in general. Because, man, we're only 2 months into fucking 2015. My list is already shitting on yours, man. Already.
Yeah, no.
Already.
Oh, man. I was wondering how this Juniper was going to come back and haunt me.
Yeah, well, haunt you. Right.
Yeah.
Oh, see, that's what you get for opening your fucking mouth, man.
So stop hating transgender people. And
oh,
make
my
better.
God.
Man. Matrix, it was really a fluke for those people, for the Wachowskis.
Man, I don't know where their minds have gone, man.
They need to stop.
Yeah, they do. They really do. Unfortunately.
Fucking stop.
Unfortunately, but, yeah, on to the next question. This comes from Cynthia. She says, Cody, the only thing interesting about CJ's story last week was P1 fucking him over. Other than that, it was a snooze fest. Damn. Right on. Straight up some do the bear shit. What are we talking about? Sipping the Kool-Aid? CJ, you deadbeat daddy. She puts that in all caps. You know, good and goddamn well that show was about Sammy not having an opinion and you parading around telling her about your damn weekend. Hopefully with that 1 year age added to your life, you'll be a man and raise a little girl instead of running like some punk bitch. Damn. Wow.
Listen here, Cutzilla. I will never will raise that child. I tell you this now. That is all.
That's all you have to say.
Thank you, Cynthia.
Short a goddamn paragraph. That's all you have to say.
For those kind words.
Yeah, that's your only retort, man? Really? Okay, wow, Cynthia, you win. There you go. Wow, CJ, Jesus. Okay. Damn, right.
I don't see what people say. Maybe I need to go back and listen to those shows.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you really do. Do the bear. Yeah, give everybody their fair shot. Okay, sorry, CJ.
I'm not going to go get into that with you again.
I'm just saying. You don't have to.
Move on. Move
the facts
move
are right
along.
There. It's on the internet.
Move me right along.
It's on the internet, CJ. So, I mean, I don't know what else to tell people. Anyway. Next question comes from Alex Ling, and he says, do the bear equals CJ Ego Booster? Yeah, there you go. That's about right, Alex Ling. That's exactly right. There you go, CJ, even more proof. So, I mean, do we have to keep going on with this, CJ? Do you have more defense?
All right, everybody. That was another episode of Darkness. We talked about Spider-Man. Talked about everything.
This dude. Oh, God.
So thank you guys for listening.
Hold the fuck. Hold your fucking horses, goddammit. Oh, man. It's getting to you, isn't it, CJ?
It's not getting to me.
No, it's getting to you, man. I can tell.
Okay.
I can tell. It's okay. You can you cover up now. Once the podcast ends and your mind settles and you're about to go to sleep, I know it's going to hit you, man. I know. You could tissle some bitch. Anyway, next question comes from Steve. He says, CJ turned this into Do the Bear. I guess there's my exit. Who in the hell creates a podcast show, forces a co-host to join him just to talk about the things he does? You might as well be Jordan from MaxCast. Really, Cody? You didn't see it? I'll give an example when you and P1 do it. It's just for a minute, then right into the show. CJ spent 15 minutes doing it, and the funniest part was him getting drilled about his baby on another show. Talking about some people none of us have no idea about, and they aren't famous, so we can give a shit. Damn. Well, shit, rest easy, Steve. Like I said, I think I said this last week, this ain't turning into the bear. That will never fucking happen. As much as CJ would like that, no, fuck that.
As much as I would like
over it. My corpse, my dead fucking corpse, 6 feet under, that shit will happen. So you don't have to worry about that, Steve.
Jesus Christ, I do not know. You guys are crazy. I don't know what none of you.
We're crazy. You're fucking delusional. Yeah.
What are you talking about?
CJ.
I don't know what you're talking about.
My God, dude, do you listen to your own fucking product at any point? Because if you do, you will understand where we're fucking coming from, man.
No, I don't. I feel like Obama right now. Just racist white people all around.
Racist white people. Well, except it was Obama. Okay, you could kind of question that. Maybe it's just as black. Maybe it's not. Depends on where you come from. This shit is no question. Like, not at all. It's like...
I feel like I have a question.
Okay, what is your question then?
I don't know. I don't have a question to question you guys about. Anyway, I'm glad y'all feel that way. It's not going to be that, because that is dead.
Yeah,
that
you got damn right it's dead.
So, dead nobody would tell hostage.
Dead okay, CJ. All right.
Yeah.
Fucking his coast is taking like fucking Liam Neeson's daughter. Anyway.
Hey, what do you think, George from MaxCast?
No, what do you think? Jordan, yeah.
Oh, God. Wow.
Oh, man. Damn, you know it's bad when they bring out fucking MaxCast, man. I mean, CJ, like...
Fucking MaxCast.
Damn, Lule, that doesn't drive the point home, CJ?
No, it does not.
Really? At that point?
No.
Okay. Oh, all right, man. All right.
You know what? I don't know. Well, it's not. It's not going to be whatever you guys believe that you thought it was. Okay. This is totally
different. I don't even think that's what they're trying to get at. I think they're just trying to convince you.
I don't know what
they
get at.
That your podcast, your previous podcast, is actually bullshit.
They're not going to convince me of anything because I don't know what they're talking about. So.
Because I think they already know. Like, you're not going to pull that shit on me. So.
I don't know what you're talking about. Y'all all bringing up stuff that I've never said or done. I don't know.
Really?
I'm just saying.
50 fucking episodes. Hey, you don't fucking realize that. Okay, CJ. No. All right. I'm just going to leave you right there for now. I like to live in La La Land and believe you weren't fucking up your co-host. Okay, that's cool, man. I just leave right there.
Is that what her Snapchat said, huh?
Oh, really? Really? We got delved into that right now? That old fucking joke? Okay, CJ. All right. Damn. This is going for low-hanging fruit. I see. All right. All right. Anyway. last question comes from Holly. She says, it's okay, Cody. I think we're all just as baffled that CJ didn't see a problem with saying P1 keeps him alive. By that merit, CJ, you're pretty much saying P1 inspires you. P1 motivates you. P1 is the wind beneath your wings. LOL. So, CJ, is P1 also the greatest person you know? LOL. Does he light up your day? Is he the hardest working individual you know? Does he light a fire under that belly of yours? LOL. I think Wayne has competition now, CJ. Because CJ seems to be eyeing another man. Uh-oh. An affair in the making?
I don't know what she's talking about on this one either. God, you guys, I don't know. What are everybody else listening to?
What? See that? You said it last fucking week.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, my God.
I'm just saying.
Why are you tap dancing around this shit?
Tap dancing about what? There's nothing to tap dance.
You've been on,
there's no music to tap dance to.
You've been on Gregory Hines with this shit, man. What are you doing? See, you clearly said last week you need P1 to keep you alive.
P1 to keep me alive.
You said that. Right. Don't bullshit and tell me you don't remember
what
that.
What does that mean?
That means you cannot live without him. That's what that means.
That's what that means.
Yes!
Because I said that.
What else could it mean?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking. What does it mean?
Oh, my God. It's obvious, CJ. It is clear as fucking day.
Is it?
Yes.
All right. There we go.
Oh, my God. Why are you playing dumb to all this shit, man? I don't get you.
I'm just saying.
I don't understand.
There's all these mysteries. Ever since I came to the movie spoiler podcast.
Okay.
There's mysteries of all these things.
That's funny. How everything around you is a mystery, but yet everybody else looking on in think that you're the fucking mystery yourself.
That's because everybody have different perceptions on things.
No, it's not. Okay.
We live in this world. You can actually have your own perception on what things. There's some people don't believe that the Holocaust didn't happen, but it did.
All right.
You know?
Really?
Some people do believe it.
That's what we're doing.
I'm just saying. That's, you know, some people can't see the Malcolm X. Some people can't see Dr. King. I'm just saying.
That's where we're going with this now, CJ. Different perceptions. That's what we're dwindling this down to.
Yes, the human mind is
CJ,
capable of many things.
I think
the human mind can tell yourself and make yourself see things that's not there.
CJ, it is unanimous among the movie spoilers crowd. And
I don't know what kind of cabal is going on here.
There's no agenda going on, CJ.
It's not like an agenda.
There's no fucking agenda.
It's an agenda.
CJ, do you not question how everybody else is seeing this shit, but not you? Do you not question that? You not think about that at all? No?
As a child.
Oh,
as a child, as a man, as an adult, I've always seen people have told me certain things that they believe that I've done or said, you know, always around me, and I've never understand that.
Okay.
So
right.
I guess it melds over into this world too. Like all these worlds get infected by something that.
Oh my God! Oh my God! Wow, man. You really are in the Sucker Punch universe, man. You would do anything just to believe in this bullshit universe, brush yours. My God. My God, CJ. Oh, man, there's going to be one day, CJ. There's going to be one day where you just wake up and you fucking realize, wow, I'm wrong. I don't know what the fuck I'm saying.
Just like The Matrix, which made Cloud Atlas, which is made by a transgender woman that you hate.
Oh,
which
my
hate. Juniper Assailant, which is part of the top five. Not gonna,
like this motherfucker said Juniper Assailant.
What, a Juniper Mars or something?
It is Jupiter Ascending. What the fuck are you talking? Oh, okay. My God.
I guess that's the darkness, people.
Oh, CJ, you uninitiated son of a bitch, man. Wow. You really are in your own little fucking world.
I don't know what you're talking
about. You truly are, dude. And just when I thought I was buying this bullshit, oh, yes, new me, man. New year, new CJ. Yeah, fuck all that. Fuck all of that. God, man, you are stuck in your own little bubble, CJ. My God. My God, people. Well, yeah. Yes, people, that has been The Darkness, episode 61.
Darkness.
So, yes, people, we know you have a choice listening to podcasts, and we appreciate you for listening to Darkness this week. And if you want to get in touch with us, shoot shit with us, ask us a question, whatnot, or tell us to go fuck ourselves, that's cool, too. I appreciate it all the same. You can find me on Twitter at Cody W. You can also find me on Facebook at Cody Williams. Where can they find you, you uninformed son of a bitch?
You can find me at Chicago John the Bear on Facebook or Lou Joe something at Twitter.
So,
well, there you go, people. If you want more bullshit logic, that's the place to go. So anyway.
And if you guys find any more stories that you got to concoct in your heads, and let me know. I love listening
stories
to
stories they concoct. Okay, so you just...
Yeah.
Really, so it's not as...
Because the human mind is great about making great stories, great narratives. So that's it.
No, this is real fact. The shit you put in your head, that's narrative.
I don't know.
That's fucking narrative.
Fact? I don't know. Your definition of fact, then, I guess.
Okay. All right, CJ. Yeah. All right, my man. anyway, people, yes. That is it for this week. I am your host, Cody.
And I'm Chicago John.
And remember, people, in order to get to that light at the end of the tunnel, you must first go through the darkness.
The darkness.
Later, you beautiful bastards.
Oh, peace out, people.
Darkness, everybody! Darkness is spreading! Darkness, everybody! Darkness!